first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hungover Football Podcast. My name is Michael Coxon and I feel like somebody's taking a shit in my liver. I'm here with Jerome Mundell, the possibly greatest drunken dancer I've ever seen. Sean Miller, who likes stealing bottles of wine.
Who phoned me last night at 10:30 to tell me about a breakfast meeting that we had this morning, and spoke in slow motion. A phone call that could have taken about 30 seconds took about 4.5 minutes.
Very nice. That is the returning Daniel Silver.
Hello. Interesting story to start with, Dan, about a business meeting on the football podcast.
It wasn't about the meeting, it was about him talking in slow motion because he was so pissed.
It's a rubbish story.
Look, and
don't like your attitude today one bit.
Well, we've got the grumpy and toothless Jim Staples.
Literally. At least I've got an excuse. I just wasn't out drinking. One night of drinking and everyone thinks it's death.
This is the football podcast. We were the ones doing ourselves proud. It's not the football.
Did you watch any of the football?
Not last night, no.
Have you seen the results?
I did see them. I had a good chuckle to myself.
Yes.
It was just a nothing round of games as well, wasn't it? I don't think any of those Champions League games had anything riding on it, did they?
No. Apart from Arsenal finishing top, possibly.
Yeah, apart from teams finishing top.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about automatic.
Who's getting into the bloody Europa League.
Oh, yeah, last night.
Which is why Platini's idea of scrapping the Europa League and putting more teams in the Champions League is ludicrous.
I don't like the Champions League, I've said to you before, until it's the knockout stages. It's
just
bullshit.
It's absolute bullshit.
As a Man United fan last night, did you want Man City to get a win and get through to third place?
I don't really think it makes a tremendous difference. I know people go on about fixture congestion and stuff, but they're not going to give a shit about the Europa League if they get through. And
They
would have played a few different players potentially, but they still would have had to play some first seeders. And I can only hope this knocks them around, and it's going to affect them going forward, because players are going to be less likely to want to join a club that can't get through in Europe. They're not going to get a decent seed in next season again, so they could just as easily end up in just as difficult a group.
Yeah.
I don't think Manchester United will be there come the start next season anyway, so
I think he'd have to win the league quite convincingly.
Yeah. He's got previous with doing shit in the Champions League, that's why he got sacked at Inter Milan.
It's the German clubs that are actually doing a bit at the moment, isn't it? Yeah. Dortmund obviously beat them last night, but Schalke got through. I think they drew last night, Schalke, but they were through anyway as well.
Bayern Munich are through as well.
Yep.
They're playing tonight to see if they get top of the group.
Bundesliga's the new Premiership.
Yeah.
And Madrid wiped the floor with Ajax last night as well.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Did it hurt to laugh?
It did, it? Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we didn't have a stat for 108.
Yes,
slightly different. I don't know if everyone's seen this. Mitchell Cole.
I did see this.
27.
Yeah.
It's absolutely devastating. Played for Southend, Stephen Oxford. Passed away last week. He was related to Joe Cole. I think he was married to Joe Cole's sister.
Yeah.
There was some sort of relation there.
So, was it just random that his name was Cole too?
I believe so, yeah. It was HCM, which is hypothermic cardiomyopathy.
He retired. Last season, two seasons ago.
Yeah, he basically said that. Slightly different. He retired from football on medical advice, and then he was playing off and on for non-league teams.
Right.
And he watched the Spurs game, saw Mwamba, and said, "Right, I'm not playing anymore." So he stopped playing.
Bloody hell.
Proper football, but he was playing five-a-side and stuff like that, and apparently he was playing on the night it happened. So a little bit of background there. It's a disease that affects the muscles of the heart. Where it's thickened, the muscles around the heart thickened for no obvious reason for it. Mark Vivian Foe, it's what he died from.
Yeah.
And Miklos Fehr,
in football. That's right, you used to play for Porto.
There's plenty of cases down the line
as
well.
25 as well.
Miklos Fehr.
Yeah, that is young.
No, he wasn't 25. He died on the 25th of Jan.
Oh.
But 27 is absolutely unbelievable. So RIP to Mitchell Cole. I'm sure there'll be some testimonials and what have you.
I think they're talking about having a special game, a charity game arranged for it, or a commemorative game.
He played in that Stevenage team with a load of players that have come through and done better things, like lots of Morrison and all that. So if they can get them back together, it could be a decent sort of turn.
He scored the goal.
First ever competitive goal
at the new Wembley, when they won the playoff final, wasn't it?
Against Kidderminster in the FA Trophy or FA Vase in 2007, the first competitive game there. So
just shows how important it is for clubs to screen for this sort of thing. I mean, I know obviously his defects have been detected, but it does seem to be affecting more and more young athletes, and I don't know if it's the training regimes or if it is just a coincidence.
Mitchell Cole actually came through the youth system at I think it was West Ham or Buckingham Palace, and they detected it there, and he stopped playing, but then the condition got better and it was decided that he could play, but obviously it worsened when he was at Oxford, the last place he was, and he was out for a long time, and then they announced that he was going to retire from football. And he was basically told, I've read this somewhere, I think it was him, or it might have been another case of the same disease, but there was a 1% chance every day that he might have a heart attack and die.
Really?
And every single day. People with this condition, they can't do anything about it, and you have to go through that knowing that that's the case as well. So
it's dreadful, isn't it?
It's ridiculous, really, isn't it, how many younger football players, bearing in mind how fit and healthy everyone is nowadays, are getting ill or dying. And you go back 20, 30 years when they were all piss heads and eating shit food, and everyone was really unhealthy. And from what I remember,
it probably did happen. It's just the way the media is now. You'll always hear about it.
You probably wouldn't be aware of a player from League One, League Two passing away,
because it'll be in the newspaper. It would have been only local news, or it would have been a tiny little bit in a national newspaper. You wouldn't have heard about it as much.
I'm not aware of any high profile players who happened to be back in the day, though.
No, I'm
sure there is cases of it. The players, like, it's just unbelievable. That's that young. Take football completely out of context. Before we touch on it, anyway. So, all right, we've had a week of football since we last did the show. Stand out or stand down performances, anyone?
I've got two quite similar ones. I'm happy that Jim has segued back into hosting the show, because I really don't feel like doing it.
Talking for 30-40 minutes.
That's
then,
good.
Then we'll get a photo of my tooth. I brought it along for the show.
It
does smell a bit. That's why I've wrapped in some mint wrappers.
Sugar-free chewing gum.
Go on.
Standout performance of the week were the strike forces of Manchester United and Reading. And the stand down performances of the week were the defences of Manchester United and Reading in what was basically a
free for all.
Basically half a basketball game and half a football game. And very, very lucky for United to get out of jail on that one if we'd been playing someone else defending like that.
And the scoring was done by what? The 34th minute.
I was down the shops until the 25th minute because I needed to get some booze and some dinner. And thought, I won't miss any of the goals, it'll be fine. Got back, turned it on just as Rooney was putting in United's third. So I was happy about that. But it's just a bit embarrassing. And
what is going on with your defence at the moment?
The thing is, there's no... The obvious problem is the goalkeeper's being switched around, because Lindegaard doesn't fill me with... Lindegaard don't fill me with any great... feeling of safety, confidence, that's the word.
You know a man's hangover when he can't remember the word confidence.
I can remember paranoia.
It's all those donuts he's been eating.
But no, I'd rather have De Gea in there. But if you look at the defence, Rio Ferdinand's been fit all season and playing relatively well. Johnny Evans has played well. Rafael has been brilliant until the Reading game.
Yeah.
And
taken off it.
He did after about 34 minutes, actually, because they were dominating us in the air and Rafael already had a booking and looked like he would be getting a second one. But even Patrice Evra, who was crap last season, has played better this season. So I'm not really sure what it is.
You signed the left back, didn't you, as well? Scored a goal.
He's a bit gung ho at the moment. I think he needs to mature a bit.
Chelsea have agreed to sign a fullback. Is he a left back or a right back?
I think he's a right back.
Wallace.
These Brazilians, they don't have very Brazilian names, do they? You've got Alan and Wallace.
That is his Fred? First name, though, yeah. Isn't it? Or that's just his name.
Just, yeah.
I like that.
They only have one name.
They only have one name, don't they?
We should call him Roger. Yeah. Roger what? No, just like Roger. Just Roger. I'd like it if there was a brilliant player called Roger that came to the Premier League. So, yeah. You've mumbled on about Man United for a while. Who's your... So that's your standout?
Both standout and standout.
Right, any more for any more? Shout them out.
I'm going to go for West Ham, actually, for my standout performance. They performed well in the second half. The game, first half was a bit of a no-show from them, but the second half they came out, made a bit of a change.
Chase Morris is even more Motown than usual. Yeah. I don't think people can hear. They can just hear, like, cats can hear it and dogs can hear it. But apart from that, it's just a gruff.
I do actually remember
like sonar, isn't it? Yeah. Like, we're going to get a bat flying in the window.
Oh, there's submarines fucking
I do remember last
dolphins
night.
Dolphins that the window. Yeah.
Last night, I was telling most of the people there about the shower gel that Jay uses.
So you're going for West Ham, right?
Yeah, stand down. I'm going to go for Arsenal, actually, because I think. Yeah, I think they performed poorly as well. They've been performing poorly again for like a couple of weeks
tenth
now.
They're sitting now, aren't they? Is that still where they are?
Tenth. Yeah, they are. Bottom of the top of half of the league. I just think they're going downwards, actually, really. So, stand down.
Wenger out.
No, this is it. We've got this to discuss as well. If you're an Arsenal fan, say you're an Arsenal seat to Golder, you have been from back in the days of George Graham or further back than that, so you've been there before Wenger. What's your standpoint on Wenger now?
I'd like him dead upstairs on a lead.
Yeah, we'll go there. Reference the show 107 if you're a regular listener, go back to that.
Quite be rad.
Yeah. Well, I sit next to an Arsenal season to Golder, and while he likes what Wenger's done in the past, he does think it's time for him to move on. I'd be inclined to agree. Yeah. I think every Arsenal fan I know is thinking the same.
Season ago, two seasons ago, there was Arsenal fans seem to be split, where a lot of people would be like, "Oh, leave it be." It seems now that even those people are now starting to sort of.
I don't
come
even
the
think it's all to do with Wenger. I think there's a lot of problems with the board, but
it depends who they get in as well. They need a strong manager in there. If anything's going to change, it's going to carry on the same.
Yeah, Martin Allen.
My question to an Arsenal fan that would say, "No, we need to keep Wenger in," is, "Are you going to win anything under Wenger?" And I don't honestly think they will.
Will they
but
win
then the question
without?
Is, will they win it under anyone else? And at the moment, certainly.
I'd like to see.
That's a question you can't answer. Yeah. For me, I can answer the Wenger question. I don't think they will win anything.
Why?
But then again, because I just don't. I don't think they will. I don't think
they've got stuck in a rut, haven't they?
I don't think he's got the motivation for it. I don't think he's got the tools. I don't know. It's not a bad squad. You look at the squad, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's not a bad squad. When you look at the Arsenal teams that was winning stuff before, it had a great
team. Okay, then who do you lay the blame at there? You can say the people upstairs have not given him the money, but he has spent money. He spent money this summer. There's other teams that have spent the same sort of money.
The players that they're going to need are going to cost 20 million plus, and Arsenal not going to pay 20 million plus for one player.
But Liverpool won the Champions League. Okay, I know they didn't get anywhere near the Premier League, but Liverpool won the Champions League paying the same sort of money that Arsenal are now paying for players. They weren't paying 30 million.
I don't know, Liverpool
players.
Did spend a lot of money on that.
They spent a lot of money, but they were the same sort of players. They weren't paying 30 million per buy, were they? They weren't buying people like Van Persie.
No, but they bought a lot more players for about 15, 20 million.
I don't know, how many players did they buy for 15, 20? I know Quick cost quite a lot.
Well, Quick came in afterwards, but they brought in people like Xabi Alonso, they brought in
Mascherano.
Garcia. Mascherano came in afterwards, but around that era,
that's the sort of prices that Arsenal are now paying for the likes of Podolski and the likes
but
of
Arsenal are bringing in one or two players, whereas Liverpool had a complete revolution of their squad almost when Benitez came in.
So maybe that's what it needs.
Maybe that's what they need.
Maybe they need someone to come in and say,
Wenger's been trying to grow a team, but every time he tries to grow a team,
someone gets pulled out.
Which is, I think, the difference between them and United, because United, every 5 years we'll sell our best player to Real Madrid, more often than not, players stick around.
And what's your opinion around the table on Walcott?
I like him.
So you stick
him in the middle.
He's a good children's author.
Yeah, very good. I like that.
I'm not a big fan of Walcott.
You never have been.
I just think
he's got pace. If he refuses to sign a contract, you'd say let him run out to the end and let him go again and see one of your stars.
I'll get some money for him, definitely, because people will pay for that. For what he's got, for the pace is frightening.
The thing people understand, is the kid can clearly score goals and he's rapid, but he can't cross for peanuts.
Yeah, so, play him as a winger.
Stop playing him on the right, and you might as well play him down the middle because he can't cross the ball.
I'd be interested to see how good a finisher he actually is, because he does his nice little technique to finish when he's coming in from the wing and scoring 10 goals a season.
Yeah.
But when you're up front on your own,
it's when that ball drops in, it's completely different pressure.
It's completely different way of having to manoeuvre. I mean, Michael Owen used to be fantastic at Liverpool at finding a yard of space in and around the box. I don't think Theo Walcott could do that.
But you don't have to be that sort of striker.
You don't have to be, but he's not going to be a big physical striker, and he's going to have to score goals.
But I mean, look at someone like Samuel Eto'o, who would just play on the edge of a
defender's shoulder. He can't play on the pace.
And you don't know how good a finisher he'll be just because he's got the pace. Just because he does it 10 times a season doesn't mean he can do it when he gets out.
Tell you what, the player that Wenger's got to look at and try and mould him into is Saviola when he was in his pop.
Yeah.
Playing in that team, playing alongside the same sort of players, and just being that little sort of man. He could still run past people, and Walcott's still going to have that in his locker. But if he can manage that transition, if he says, right, look, sign your name on this contract, this is what we'll do, we're moving into that, it'll be like a new signing for him, potentially. And then they've got Oxlade-Chamberlain to come in to where Walcott was playing.
That's a really good comparison.
He's willing to play Jovino up front by himself, so I think.
God, he's spoiling.
He's terrible. But
these players can't be bad, right? Like, Chamakh, like, he was like one of the top strikers in Europe. So
when he came in, he scored to like 10 goals in his first 20 games.
When Van Persie was injured, Jovino, like, there were other players like looking at him. Like, they can't be bad players.
Yeah, but then you'll argue that they can't hack the Premiership.
Yeah.
Then why was there so many other clubs looking at him? I'd argue the case. If Jovino had gone somewhere else, or Chamakh had gone somewhere else, they would have been more of a success.
Because they would have got more game time. They would have been... They're the sort of players who probably... If they'd gone to, say, I don't know, Everton or Newcastle, they would have had your strike force built around them.
It's an interesting one, because you look at players like my standout forwards would be Michu. How much did he cost?
$2 million.
$2.5 million from Real.
Valladolid
or something like that.
Was it Getafe?
No, it was
Valladolid.
Valladolid, yeah.
It was where Laudrup.
Okay. They've brought him in. They're already trying to give him a new contract. He's got 2 years left to run on it, but they're trying to give him a new contract.
Sign him up for as long as possible.
They're worried about January offers, summer offers.
Yeah.
He's the sort of player that comes into the Premiership on $2 million. He's joint top goal scorer.
Yeah.
10 goals, along with Dembélé and Van Persie.
They want to tie Newcastle want to tie him down as well. Don't they?
People get very excited though when a new player comes in and does that. But do you remember Amir Zaki at Wigan?
Yeah.
Scored some like 13 goals before Christmas and then disappeared.
The Egyptian.
You do get players. I mean, Rocky Santa Cruz, great first season. Benny McCarthy, great first season. Cristiano Ronaldo. What happened to him?
Absolutely rubbish. My other standout, Norwich. Another win. Was it the Monday night game, wasn't it? Newcastle's Monday. Unbelievable. They're on their best run since like 1995 in the top division as well. We mentioned it last week, but it's absolutely phenomenal.
Jeremy Goss back and they'll beat Bayern Munich next season.
And consequently as well, Sunderland. So what was your opinion on O'Neill when he was at your place?
I liked him. We had a counter-attacking side. We had wingers going down the wings. You had Young, you had a Bonhoeffer, you had Pace. It was exciting football. It was a counter-attacking football, but it was exciting. And I thought he would do well at Sunderland, to be honest.
He started off very well, didn't he?
Everyone thought that Johnson was a really good signing when he went there, but
he scored a cross, that's all he's done.
I thought Martin O'Neill is the most overrated manager of the modern era, apart from Tony Pulis, but I hate him anyway. But no, Martin O'Neill, you look at his
legend,
record.
Legend, Tony Pulis. Call him by his proper name.
Yeah. Martin O'Neill, he bailed on Norwich after 6 months there, went to Leicester, did a decent job, did a pretty good job at Celtic, but nearly bailed on them halfway through to go to Leeds.
But didn't, and did a fantastic job.
Well, I'd argue that it's difficult to do a fantastic job with Celtic. He was going to go to Leeds. It's not difficult to do a fantastic job with Celtic. to be fair.
We had our set six ways, like, and not on a budget, a thin squad, to be honest.
To be fair, everything's gone well for Villa since, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
But Villa, I think the record was, he never got you higher than Martin O'Leary, David O'Leary did. Never. I think the highest he got you was fifth or sixth, and that's the highest O'Leary got, sixth.
David O'Leary.
Oh, when you're talking about
you reckon,
Villa, when you're talking about Aston Villa.
Oh no, I know that's good, but David O'Leary doesn't get any praise for that. Whereas Martin O'Neill.
David O.
Yeah, whereas Martin O'Neill again bailed when the going got tough, and I think he'll do the same.
Oh, I like Martin O'Neill.
I like him.
I'd fight two for nails.
I think he's overrated.
I think he's a pundit. Alright, a couple more from me. Stand down. Bolton, Friedman. They've lost the game. They're still down in 18th position.
It is their first defeat as manager of Bolton.
They haven't been wicking up wins, have they?
No.
They beat Cardiff.
Yeah.
And that was his first win, and this is his first. Yeah. But, they're
three draws, I think.
They're 10 points off relegation, but yeah. I mean, they need to be looking at 33 points is what Watford are on in 6th.
Yeah.
They need to be there. They're on 25.
Yeah.
He needs a couple of wins before Christmas, or come January, Fred, they're going to start looking at that again. Because they'll need to get out of that. They need to get playoffs.
Yeah.
And the way that league is, if they get on a decent run, they could well do it. But he needs to start bucking his ideas up. We mentioned Leeds last week.
Yeah.
We even marked the Huddersfield game as a really good game to be at, if you can get up early on a Saturday morning. Huddersfield 2, Leeds 4.
Yeah.
They are absolutely flying at the moment.
Luciano Becchio. Yeah. When he plays well, Leeds play well, according to Warnock.
According to who?
Neil Warnock.
Okay, listen to Neil Warnock.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Cardiff, Leeds and Millwall get promoted?
Oh, gosh.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be lovely in the Premier League.
And we asked you last week, who would you want to win out of Millwall? Charlton, you said a draw. It finished the draw.
Yeah, 0-0.
Charlton players racially abused, apparently.
Really?
Including Frimpong, who's on loan from Arsenal.
That's right? Nice.
Yeah. Which happened earlier on in the season when they were playing...
Bolton, because it was Sawdell.
So apparently it's happened again, so they're going to look into that. Elsewhere in the Championship, Cardiff win again. Their home form is just ridiculous now.
Oh,
played 10-1-10 at home.
And Burnley
21
and Blackburn.
Goals, 5 against.
Burnley and Blackburn, obviously the big rivalry.
Last minute.
Yeah, and Stone Cold didn't score again.
Again.
Yeah.
Right. Well, my performance of the week.
Show 109, we don't mention Stone Cold, Charlotte.
All right.
And we'll see if he scores the week after. Deal?
Deal.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, you talked about a Championship. We haven't mentioned the biggest result of the weekend. Crystal Palace 3, Brighton 0.
Yeah,
I felt dirty.
I was going to mention that about my stand down performance.
Yeah.
You must have really enjoyed being there.
Yeah, I know,
big
yeah.
game that it was.
Yeah, I was unfortunately on a stag do. Bit gutting.
Did you see
my mum got kettled at the game, apparently, by the police.
She got what?
Kettled by the police.
Well, they made her a cup of tea.
Yeah.
No, that was all my stand down performance was Lewis Dunn getting sent off in the
To be fair,
minute.
Bruno, what was he doing with that pass back to him?
Yeah.
Terrible pass.
So, Brian, he's a player called Bruno.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like
right back.
He's wicked.
I like that.
Yeah. He had a mare against us.
Yeah, he's been quality as well, apparently. But
apparently, he's the best defender in the football league.
Yeah,
which
we'll find out but why he didn't take the last penalty.
Because he's missed. If people that don't know, Glenn Murray scored twice, won a penalty. To put it 3-0 and he didn't take it. It's because he's missed two penalties when on hat-trick this season, so he said, Owen Garvin, you step up and take it.
Fair enough. Yeah. He probably thought there's 40 minutes left against a team that are losing 3-0 with 10 men and get another chance to score.
Yeah, he did, he hit the bar.
There you go. It's like you were there. Alright, moving on to the FA Cup.
My standout performance of the week is Tottenham Hotspur and Jermaine Defoe, more importantly.
Jermaine Defoe's been on fire recently.
He is. Yeah. I was talking about this to someone earlier. They did the stats, you know, when ABB said he's about as valuable as Falcao at the moment. They sort of go, damn, you're ridiculous. Falcao's unbelievable. But they actually, someone, I can't remember who it was, did the stats of everything, like dribbles, passes, everything like that. Jermaine Defoe comes out, apart from goals per minutes ratio since his second spell at Spurs, Jermaine Defoe comes out on top of a lot of other areas compared to Falcao. It's impressive. It's really, I don't realise how well he's done, especially it is in the minutes, especially been a substitute a lot of the time.
The amount of glamour models bedded.
Exactly, it's hard work. And Munters.
Falcao's just about Christian.
The amount of roller coasters failed to get onto because not being tall enough.
Yeah.
I've got issues with stuff like that though.
What, you can't get on roller coasters?
You're not that
say,
sure.
People say, like, if someone's the top scorer and they're the best striker in the league, that's bullshit. So just because they've scored so many goals doesn't make them the top. Statistically, it makes them the top. But someone like Demba Ba finishing above someone like Luis Suarez doesn't make Ba a better player than Suarez.
If that was the case, then Emil Heskey wouldn't be the most valuable
goalscorer. Better goal scorer on that season. But for people to say, oh, he's the best striker in the league, just because he scored more goals, it's like, well, no, you have to look at it. Doesn't mean he's the best striker.
No, you could definitely argue against that.
He was the top scorer.
Yeah.
Second?
Last season, the best striker in the league was the top scorer.
The best goal scorer in the league was the top goal scorer.
It depends how you define it, though. Because
he was the best striker in the league, Van Persie.
The most goals.
Yeah. No, he was the best striker.
I suppose the only.
Yeah. Sometimes
it depends how you define it, though, because the striker's job is to score goals in the most basic terms. Therefore, if you score the most goals, you are the best at doing it.
You're the best
just like if you concede the least.
Some people will go completely on stats. They'll say, no, he's a better player than him because he's got five more goals.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. It's
a very difficult because, again, yeah, you could say the best goalkeeper in the league is the one that concedes the least, but they might just have the best defence in front of them. So
true.
It works.
Adebayor scored. He was the only striker in the Premier League last season to have goals and assists in double figures. So you can say, as an all-round striker, he set out more goals. No, you know what I mean, though. I'm actually arguing your point, Stapes. But
no, he's the best. Doesn't matter. If you've got 10 and 10, you're the best. Doesn't matter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or what about 11 and 12?
Well, then you're the best. Statistically, you could base it on stats. I just go on stats alone. I'd say, if Adebayor's 10 and 10, then he's the best player in the league by a mile.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Just counteract to my own argument. Just a Bayesian.
Now he really spun me out.
FA Cup. One result that stood out for me, Port Vale were 1-0 up at Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Port Vale are flying in League 2 in second place. Sheffield United are fourth place in League 1, but they've only lost once all season, I think. They were 1-0 up, Port Vale, at Sheffield United. Two goals in the 90th minute by Miller. Absolute shocker. We'll go on to Hastings in a minute, but that was by far my moment of the weekend. Did anyone watch the MK Dons Wimbledon game?
I watched the highlights of it this morning.
I watched it, I got very angry, obviously, but I knew I called it. I spent about half an hour explaining to my girlfriend and her mum the whole situation around it. I was actually about 10 miles from the ground, because that's where they live, and her mum was like, I thought they were Wimbledon. Right, sit down, Stephanie. Let's have a chat.
It's education time.
She was actually quite interested because she lives so close, so she'd read all the press about when they came up. She said, but I didn't know why a London club could move. I went, well, they can't. Sit down, we'll have another chat. Is it a big rivalry? Do the fans hate each other? Sit down.
It's a shame that after half an hour she had to go and check on that chicken because you didn't even know she was cooking.
Well, that's what
she don't even have a cooker.
I don't understand that. Where's that come from?
In other words, she's making an excuse because you were boring her for half an hour.
No, she was actually genuinely interested. Yeah. Not from a footballing perspective, but just from the ethical point of view. Yeah. And she then, at the end of it, she was like, so they all hate each other? I was like, no, not really. MK Don fans probably don't hate AFC Wimbledon because they've got nothing to hate. AFC Wimbledon fans do hate them, but they've actually decided that they don't exist in their minds, so there's no real hatred there. And then Wimbledon scored the equaliser and she saw all those chavs get on the pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
She went, it does look a bit like they hate her. I was like, no, I don't think it does. It's just them. Okay, they lost, but the Wimbledon fans have got that goal, which was a great header as well.
Goal, wasn't it?
Just the eruption of emotion and just we're Wimbledon, let's have it. Few things angered
real high quality game, I thought.
It was a good game. The first goal was absolutely astonishing. Yeah. A few things anger me though. Some of the banners in the MK Dons end about we're not giving Dons back, get over it. Fuck off, you wankers.
Yeah.
Secondly, Ian Wright is first team coach there.
He's not realised that yet. I didn't realise Neil Sullivan was back at Wimbledon.
Yeah, he signed on loan.
I didn't realise that Mick Harford, formerly Wimbledon, is now at MK Dons, not really been spoken about. Nah, but I thought
and
it was
the Ian Wright thing, I've gone under my radar, I've got to admit, and he's sullied himself for me. Yeah. Absolutely sullied. Not soiled, he wouldn't be allowed to
He sullied himself the minute he opened his mouth after he retired to do punditry for me.
And one other thing for me, we do like looking down the lower leagues. We picked up on Newport County the other day and the Scottish team. What Scottish team was it? They were absolutely
Queen of the South.
Chester won 4-2 at the weekend. They are top of the Blue Square North by a clear 6 points. Played 17, won 15, drawn 1, lost 1. They've dropped 5 points.
And bear in mind, that's the Chester Phoenix club that came in after Chester City went bust about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah,
they're flying up the leagues.
Talking of which, do we know how Darlington are getting on?
No, I don't. No.
Right, Mike Cobson, can you do a Darlington update for next week?
Is that all right? I'll try and remember.
I'll remind you, don't worry. And Hearts as well. See, Hearts are now, it's looking like they're going to be all right.
Right. Yeah,
they paid a £450,000 tax bill in full. They were looking to do it over two installments, but the players agreed to defer their wages. I don't think we talked about this for various reasons. Yeah. Players deferred their wages in November.
Yeah.
A load of former players set up a fighting fund, and a load of supporters raised the money for the like the youth development. Well, so it was a real sort of community.
They got beat by Hibs at the weekend in a revenge for the 5-1 in the cup final last season, but I actually saw quite a funny story in the run-up. Hearts fans have taken to getting famous people to hold up five fingers on one hand and one on the other.
Yeah.
So they've done it to quite a few people, a few footballers. They did it to Mick Foley, the professional wrestler. But also, one phoned into Babe Station and got one of the girls. He said, look, I don't want any of that monkey stuff. Do me a favour, put the phone down your top. Five things on one hand, one on the other, and she did it.
Brilliant.
She didn't know what she was doing.
Brilliant.
I like never that.
But yeah. And now obviously Hibs have got revenge with the 1-0 win. So.
Not as good though.
Not
one
quite
finger
as
up,
good.
One down. No, yeah. Yeah. No. We'll stick with the 5-1. In fact, there's our show photo.
Yeah.
We'll do a 5-1 for you, lads. How about that?
Oh, we're going to get hold of the Babe Station girl.
Yeah, that would have been better. I've just looked over the barmaid. She looks like Jimmy Savile. She actually does as well.
I know, I don't want to look round. Well, I know what you mean.
Phil Scolari's back in Brazil.
Yeah.
The World Cup.
Yeah.
So that's the World Cup for them.
It always goes well when managers go back to clubs. So I mean, look at Kenny Dalglish. And
it's not a club.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, you silly sausage.
Let's describe better.
I think Phil Scolari will have him well up for the World Cup then.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Could go either way.
I think
depends which Brazil turn up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Could they do it on a wet Tuesday night in Stoke?
Messi's going to win the World Cup for Argentina and be crowned the greatest player ever. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Lindor was shortlisted. Guess who the final, because we talked about it in the long list.
Yeah.
Guess who the final three are?
Same as the last 4 years, isn't it?
Messi, Ronaldo,
Iniesta.
No, Peter Ramage.
He deserved it.
He got through and they thought, Peter Ramage, are you sure? We'll have a recount. Yeah, apparently Peter Ramage is in there. It's not Iniesta.
Congratulations.
It's definitely not Iniesta.
It won't be
Messi, then Ronaldo, then Iniesta. Ramage is going to be in the mix somewhere. So.
Yeah,
I see Ronaldo saying that if he could. Ronaldo saying that if he could vote for himself, he would. The Ballon d'Or.
Fair enough, I think everyone would vote for himself
apart from Ibrahimovic. He would vote for himself. He's too humble. And Kagawa, your boy, was named the Asian Federation player of the year. Deserved. He did a bit last season.
Fair enough. Yeah, he was brilliant for Dortmund. He started well for United.
And he's shagging a porn
star. Is he injured?
Yeah, he's back. Potentially back at the weekend.
That'll be quite interesting. Whilst we're talking about the weekends, what is your fixture of the weekend?
I'm going to jump in first.
Go for it, mate. Go for it.
Sunderland, Chelsea, because. We know, but I think Sunderland, the game's important. Yes, wise, right. Sunderland really need a win because they're struggling.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, obviously, away, so it's not going to be easy, and they really need a win because they're struggling.
We're recording this Wednesday, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
I think, can you imagine if tonight Shakhtar did the business and beat Juventus for Chelsea, and Chelsea drew with the Norwegian part time?
I think that'd be Benitez's help.
It would have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if you look down at when other managers have failed in the Champions League, he's booted them out.
Yep.
I could see him getting out, getting Grant into them.
Who's ever won that job anymore? Like,
Frank Grant.
Yeah, he did it right last time.
Yeah. I'm due to Paul Hart.
How's that guy doing that got the job for a football manager?
Oh, the football manager. I don't know. I'll have to have a look at how he's
Darlington
doing.
Darlington update and
Darlington and FC Baku. Yeah. Right, I'll sort those. But I'm due to manage Chelsea next March. I think that's where I'm hooked in.
I've loved Benitez. Benitez has been really praising Fernando Torres recently about his defending.
Yeah.
Yes. Is he really?
Yeah. He actually said, if you look at the stats, which you're like...
He's the best defender in the Premier League.
He's very good at defending.
Man United are going to sign him up then before Vinicius comes back. No, that's a great show, mate. On the same front, my pick of the Premier League is Arsenal home to West Brom.
Yeah.
They need a win. They desperately need a win, particularly after last night's performance as well. Going down there, and they got booed off as well, didn't they, against Swansea?
They did,
so the tide is
turned. Boos were so loud they drowned out the Swansea cheers.
There you go.
That's rare, bloody awesome.
In the Championship, Wolves and Birmingham. Wolves are 17th, Birmingham are 19th. Ooh. That's the late game in the Championship.
Relegation so 6-pointer.
Yeah, well, they're not near relegation.
No, I know, but it'll wind up a few from me.
A nice one. Crystal Palace, Blackpool.
Palace, Blackpool, with Ollie going back. Yeah.
Well, of course, that's
it's not a surprise Stuart Hall's not turning up here anymore, is it?
Yeah. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because Stuart Hall nearly got arrested on Saturday.
What for?
Drunk and disorderly at QPR.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Shit. And was he one of the nine bellards that got arrested by that one bloke?
Well, no, he nearly got arrested. He didn't quite get arrested.
No, he didn't get arrested. Maybe maybe the guy had nine and he thought, can I? No.
He would be Stuart Hall.
If you're not a regular, so Stuart Hall is 6 foot wide and 6 foot eight tall. And then going down the leagues, in my own league, I'm off to Rotherham on Saturday, which interestingly will be the third different ground that I've seen Rotherham play at. I went to the old Millmore ground. Yes. I went up two seasons ago to the Athletic Stadium,
right.
Don Valley Athletic Stadium, okay. And now they're at the New York Arena, so I'm going up there.
They're playing in New York?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a trip.
There's
it's
actually,
nicer than Rotherham, though.
There's actually a story behind it. One of the main industries within Rotherham, right next to the ground, was a builder's merchant that used to supply stuff for New York, ship out to New York. So that's why the history is called New York Stadium. But yeah, it's called New York Stadium. But we've all been saying, obviously, Gillingham are absolutely flying. We're now only 7 points from automatic. Playoff places.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rotherham in the last playoff place.
Yeah.
Or fourth.
Their form's picked up a little bit recently, hasn't it, Rotherham?
Yeah, yeah, they're in fourth.
Yeah.
So we're 7 points away. So obviously we lose that, we're now 4 points away rather than that big sort of buffer.
Yeah.
So I'll be well happy with a draw, but I'm gonna go up there and get absolutely slaughtered. So right, anyone else for the games of the week?
There's a small game taking
on a Sunday?
On a Sunday in the North West.
It's not the 4 o'clock, is it?
It's 1:30, because if you give people an extra 2.5 hours of drinking in the same pubs as each other, it's going to be trouble. But I'm sure the United and City fans will still find a way to behave immaculately before the game. I think the tea house is open at about 11 o'clock anyway, so a few cups of tea and they'll be fine.
Oh, definitely. But, right, any more for the weekend?
Should we move on to Hastings?
Let's move on to Hastings.
They are in the draw for the third round of the FA Cup.
The draw's been done. Borough away.
Yeah, Borough away, I know, yeah.
It's not a bad little day out.
It's a fucking long day out, mate.
Yeah.
From Hastings.
I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to Harrogate. Like,
make a weekend of it and go and see the sights.
What, Newcastle?
Yeah,
they managed a 1-1 draw away at Harrogate Town after falling behind.
Yeah, I saw that.
So good on them. Doing well.
Have you seen the goals?
I've seen the goals, yeah.
The pitch was absolute mess.
Sean Ray had a little dig at the state of the pitch, said they'll play their passing game better
on the pilot field.
Yeah.
They had someone just before kickoff went out with a wheelbarrow and filling up a hole with sand. That's how bad it was. But fair play to getting the game on.
Yeah.
And I found out the reason it was, you know, last week we were like, why is it 1:30?
Yeah.
Because the floodlights weren't good enough, so they wanted TV coverage. I know it's only highlights, but it was one of the main games.
Yeah.
They had to bring it forward so that they could show the TV coverage in the right light for ITV.
Was the goal in Krellinbull?
It was okay. It was a tap in from a Bradley Goldberg shot, which hit the post.
Nice turn of swivel for the shot.
It was, yeah.
And Harrogate's
Goldberg
goal
looked good.
And can I just specify the goal scorer was Jamie Krellin?
I
wasn't saying incredible badly, but
yeah.
I know we all know who he is, obviously, and all our listeners do.
It was a tap in, but then if you've seen the highlights, about 5 minutes after that, they should have had it was an easier tap in.
Yeah.
And the guy put it straight at the keeper.
Yeah.
And then Harrogate went up the other end and very nearly won it as well.
Yeah,
they hit the post and they had one cleared off as well. So the replay is next Thursday
live on ESPN,
a week tomorrow, and it is live on ESPN.
Yeah.
So which is absolutely blinding.
Yeah.
I was going to be going down there with my old man because we said if Jills go out and there's a replay, we'll go down. But unfortunately, I can't on that Thursday, so I'll be watching it at some point.
We'll find somewhere to watch.
We'll be watching it together, me and you. Yeah, absolutely blinding. Not the best draw they could have got, but
it's a big club. Away, nice day out.
Yeah.
They'll probably get a bit of money for it.
Yeah. Hopefully Middlesbrough will reduce the prices.
Yeah.
But then again, it's a third round game against a non-league team. Some people might come out that just for the occasion.
They've got to be on ground as well, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got to be on ground. They don't really feel it at the moment. They've been close to capacity a couple of times this season, but that's when they've done like tenors and offers and stuff like that. But very interesting. Very interesting. But I was absolutely made up to get a draw there.
Yeah.
They were massive underdogs for that game. So
exactly.
But quite often, I think it's going to go to pens. I think that game will go pens. I think it'll go all the way. 2-2 in the replay and then pens. That's what
is that your prediction?
Big shout.
Exciting stuff.
Right, any more news for anyone new? First of all, transfer stories. Huntelaar to Arsenal for 6 million.
No, but that would be a blinding.
6 million?
That'd be a steal if it was.
He's out of contract at Schalke at the end of the season, I think.
I'd have Huntelaar.
I'd have him. Sturridge to Liverpool, and apparently demanding 80k and to play in the central striker's role. Yeah. Although his representatives have come out this morning and said that's not the case. He never demands a certain
amount. I love the way they said Daniel Sturridge does not do his contract negotiations in public. Daniel Sturridge is a lovely.
Yeah. Beckham to Monaco.
Yeah.
But we've got a massive MLS update coming from Jay in a minute, haven't we?
I feel we're going to run out of time, to be honest.
Mate. Yeah. No, we'll be all right. We've got a section. We've got 5 minutes for you,
Jay. Galaxy 1.
Oh, well done. Is that the foreign league update? Who finished bottom? Who did they play in the final? What was the score?
What was the possession percentages?
Who statistically is the top scorer?
and the best striker?
David Beckham.
The best striker?
David Beckham.
Next week we'll have an update.
Michael Jordan's pretty good as well, isn't he?
He's rubbish.
Talking of him going to Monaco, Beckham. I don't know if I mentioned that last week.
And
Schneider's refusing a pay cut, so they've dropped him from the team.
Yeah.
I'd love him to come to Premier League. I really would. I think
Well, apparently he'd be available for 15 million euros, so roughly about £10 million, £12 million. So yeah,
absolute bargain.
Alright, we were going to do one other section, but we're going to run out of time this week. But next week we are going to do a non-league update.
What
we're all going to do is I want you to pick the closest club to your postcode, and you can either do where you're living now or where you're from originally. So Mike, you can have your London postcode, or you can have your Manx based postcode. I'm doing mine from Greenwich, so I'm going to go to the nearest club to my postcode in Greenwich, do a little bit about the club and who they're playing at the weekend, with a tip of the hat to on obviously non-league day and the guys over there. So
exactly,
that will be coming next week. Right, any more in terms of news?
I've got a few little stories. Leighton Baines is now Everton.co.uk's official music critic. He's basically written a review of the year in music. He liked the Tame Impala album. And Arctic Monkeys, Impala. It's a regional thing, let's say. But yeah, so he's got the haircut to match. I think he'll do all right, that kid. Job at the NME when he retires, if he can get ahead of Ashley Cole. So, you know, it's nice. But another one, as you know, I don't often like to bring wrestling into the story.
No, it's very, very rare.
But two wrestling references.
One that caught my eye, there's a British wrestler called Pac, who has signed for WWE. And
is he a man?
He is a man. There's not two of him. He's in their development territory, which is basically like the reserves, where they go to get ready.
Right.
And he's taking
changing
on...
Room. That's when you go to get ready, isn't
it? Well, you know, get ready to be on the main show.
And
he's taken on the name Adrian Neville, in tribute to Gary Neville. No joke of a lie. It's maybe the strangest, because obviously Gary Neville's renowned for being as hard as a rock, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, very bizarre. And also that Dutch linesman that was killed by some players. He was refereeing some under-16s game. His son was actually playing in the game.
Really? Oh God, yeah, I saw this.
And then players from the other team after the game beat him to death.
He died a couple of days later in hospital.
Yeah,
I think. But
absolutely dreadful. Just, I mean,
where was that? Which country?
It was Holland. It's just utterly ridiculous. It's football.
It goes back to what we were saying at
start.
We'll
work on Monday. Exactly.
Yeah.
We've all got work on Monday, I swear to God, the amount of times you hear that on a fucking bumper picture on the weekend. We've all got work on Sunday.
They don't want it, lads.
You've got nowhere to go.
Test the keeper. He's crap. Test him.
Still 0-0.
Yeah, that's it. Concede. Oh, no, it's when you score, isn't it? 1-0. Still 0-0, lads. Come on.
No, it's not. 4-0 up. Still 0-0, lads.
Well, I've got a
on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen?
Stick with your man.
I've got two here.
Has anyone seen?
No, that's it. I've got two here. Yeah. Who's got the big lad?
Box them in.
Box them in's a good shout. Box them in. Keep it tight.
Lighten it.
Send us any Sunday.
Speaking of keeping it tight,
Speaking
of keeping it tight, has anyone seen the new AC Milan physio?
I thought it was the Chelsea one. Is it not the Chelsea one?
Oh, wow.
How fit is she?
She's better than Chelsea.
She's better than
Jimmy Savile, who's
unbelievably fit.
Wow.
And,
she's not as fit as Rob Swire.
She is really fit.
She looks a bit like Mel, what's her name? Do you want a flake in that?
Mel Sykes.
Like a young Mel Sykes.
Yeah.
Who now often talks about sex on Twitter.
I know a lot of groin strains. Yeah,
I bet Zlatan's disappointed that he's not there anymore.
But anyway, yeah, sort of throw it in the box.
Nice little touch from Graham Wesley last.
Just get the ball on the floor.
Where was the call? Where was the call?
Yeah, Preston had their game called off away at Berwick.
Man up!
15 minutes before the game was due to start. Obviously,
my ball. Can't say that, ref.
Can't say that, ref.
It's a free kick. Sorry.
Obviously, the fans had travelled over there. Bit angry that the game's being called off. Pulled up to the motorway service station. Graham Wesley arrives, pays for their petrol, and buys more than a can of Coke.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Just a can of. I'd have gone for a little.
Yeah, me too. I don't think they've got a choice.
Ah, there you go. Right, we'll do some housekeeping. First of all, we have got another review.
Yeah. Well, hang on, is it good or bad?
It's good again.
Good.
We still only had the one sort of semi. I think you were away. We had about 5 reviews while you were away.
Did we?
Yeah, on 1 week.
One of them mentioned you.
Yeah, because you sound like Example.
Yeah.
And he spelled you look like Example.
He spelled maybe. Are you
no, you look like an example.
Yeah. He spelled your name like David Silver.
Yeah.
Or David Silver, even.
Yeah.
Anyway, big shout out to Dean Nadine. Tell us your first name, Dee. Let's go with Dave, shall we? Or Danielle?
Donatella.
Donatella, Nadine. Donatella. If it's not, change your name. It's a good name. Football talk in a pub. What could possibly be better? 5 stars. A great football podcast. A bunch of lads in a pub talking stroke, arguing about the week's football. Who is the best player in the Premier League? Pub talking, arguing about the week's football. Quality entertainment. Loads more I could say. Must learn to review better.
Nice one, Donatella.
Mr. or Mrs. Nadine, could you tweet us, email us? I should give you the details in a minute. Let us know what your first
name
is.
And can you get Raphael and Michelangelo to do some reviews as well, and Leonardo?
Not him, he'll give us one star.
He was mental, wasn't he?
Email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We are on Facebook. Sean shows it some love every week. www.facebook.com/
Left out the Facebook stuff.
No, but I don't even get. I love bit of Facebook action.
Yeah,
bet you do. Fucking make an example of all of us. Complaints always the same.
That's Simon Head.
Thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast and visit the site www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Any more for any more, or are we signing off?
Signing off.
Good noise.